day job. But I think it's valuable. Someone needs to do it. The source of the funds is important, but the overall point, I think, is that we do need to have those kind of presentations and that expertise.
Fair enough.
If we could, we'll move on to the last part of the...
What do you think about taking a break at this point? Yeah. Anybody object?
Well, 5 minutes, three?
Would be good. So, okay. We'll try to keep it quick.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah,
thank you.
It's my committee.
Okay, so...
Mr. Chairman, we're ready to reconvene when you are.
Oh. Well, he's going to keep us on schedule.
I think they've sent out a search party.
I've been found.
I think it's Tim. Or it's Tim.
Tim.
Of course.
There he is. Oh, there's Tim. He was out hunting for deer, probably.
Is Tim late again?
Okay, so you can begin if that's okay, Walt.
No, I was not.
Sure.
You know, Walt, you should know you're being, this is the inaugural meeting where we're being simultaneously webcast throughout the university community.
I understand that adds 10 to 15 pounds to the president.
At least, yeah.
Before I start, I want to report something that some good news on your agenda today and was presented to the Finance Committee last Monday was some refunding of some debt of the university. Routinely, we go to the rating agencies to and visit with them on our performance as well as the status of what's going on at the university. We visited with Standard & Poor's and Moody's at the beginning of November, and yesterday we got the phone call affirming our ratings, our AA ratings for the university in connection with the, with this financing. So that's good news, and so I thought I'd start with that. The presentation itself, I'll try to, you know, it is a modified version of what was presented last Monday. It's really to provide a backdrop for the tuition decision that we hope to be making at the January meeting. First slide here, we've tried to give you the Reader's Digest version of the guidelines, the tuition guidelines and our policies with regard to the tuition decision. Certainly, as far as our guidelines, some of the things you've seen before, making this decision on tuition, that we want to sustain our academic quality, but at the same time, we're great concern for affordability at the university. We want to address our crucial operating needs. Of course, the number one thing is faculty, basically being able to attract and retain the top faculty at the University of Illinois as well as top staff. Certainly, one of the key concerns is to address the inflationary increases that we face from here. Part of the policy that was put in place in January of this year at the January meeting is to base our decision on a cost index or a price index, a nationally recognized cost index. Some of the ones that we would look to would be CPI. Another one we would look to would be HEPI for purposes of making that determination. And what we would do is we use a four-year average of those, whatever the chosen index is, in order to make our decision on the number and use that for purposes of compounding for the guaranteed rate.
Well, just so I'm clear,
yes.
I think our mandate was to set tuition at a rate that was no lower than inflation and no higher than inflation.
That's
unless there was some
and that's the
change
last
in state funding.
Then that's the last point here.
That's the
unless there's
message.
Some dramatic change in state funding, I mean that would be the other, factor that we have to consider. But that was really we would target setting tuition at that index or at the chosen index. And why we want to move up? We've had a recent history of making our tuition decisions fairly late in the game. Over the last half a dozen years, last year we did move it up to at least March. Certainly we would like to move it up to January, and the reasons being is certainly to allow families some time to plan, to think about it as they make their decisions, they make their applications, and so for family budgeting purposes and planning purposes, to give them that opportunity. certainly it helps with the recruitment of students, right down to basically high school counselors knowing what it costs to go to the University of Illinois for this next year's incoming freshman at the University of Illinois. For us, it certainly helps us with purposes of putting together our financial aid packages and planning for financial aid and putting together the best packages we can for potentially incoming students at the University of Illinois.
I hate to interrupt again, but and I'd say, you know, in terms of the question that you asked earlier, the discussion we had around diversity, there's probably nothing we can do that's more helpful to recruit diverse students than the May 1st deadline for those competitive students.
And lastly, of course, it helps us, of course, when we're putting together our budget to have this piece of the puzzle put together when we're putting together the budget for next year, for next fiscal year. Some quick snapshots of some of the financial backdrop, for the tuition decision. Of course, we always take a look at the general fund appropriation to the university. This has been put in constant dollars, 2011 dollars. Over this period of time that you're looking at, we've had an increase in students at the University of Illinois. Almost 10,000 more students are attending the University of Illinois. But we have seen since 2002 a drop of 34% in the support from the general fund appropriation. Some of the pieces that you see here, we've dropped from this almost a little over $1 billion in 2002 down to this $668 million level that we're looking at for fiscal year 12. Some of the other pieces, just to remind you, we do every year is off of the general revenue fund appropriation to the university, do provide back $24 million for healthcare for university employees. And it just accentuates here that a couple of years ago, we did have $47 million in ERA monies that were part of the composition of the general fund appropriation for the university. I think frankly, some of my news about the state has been pretty good in comparison to the last couple of years. We are now looking at off the capital bill from 2010, basically almost a full, we have basically been fully funded or fully appropriated, if you will, released the dollars for our capital component from 2010. $231 million, and now I think this is accentuated by another $5 million for the public safety building here in Springfield. It's been added just this week. It's basically been released by the governor's office. The big pieces to it, the yellow there is the Pediscale at $60 million, came to us a couple of years ago. $140 million is the dollars for the designated projects. Is the green, that's the things like Lincoln Hall and the ECE building in Urbana Dentistry in Chicago. Those kind of things. And the last piece is $31 million that we've gotten or getting in renovation dollars from the state from the 2010 capital bill. So that's pretty good news with regard to the release of those capital dollars from the state from the 2010 capital bill. Take a look at the cash flow that we're facing. This is as of November 30th. Actually, we got $35 million on Monday from the state. So we're happy to receive that.
Thank you, Julie.
Yes, Julie, thank you very much. I mean, most of this next couple of pages will be looking right at you, Julie.
You were suggesting that
every
we meet.
Every board meeting, we get a gift.
You were suggesting we meet monthly. So it would be
or bi-weekly, if we could. But the good news is now, and I have to take these two next two slides together. This year we have, of course, fully billed for last fiscal year 11, $697 million, the full amount of the appropriation, and we're remaining only $70 million is remaining to be paid. Our conversations with the state controller's office says that without fear that we will get that before the holidays. So it will be paid off before the end of the calendar year. That's $70 million. In comparison, last year, the fiscal year 10 at this stage of the game, just in comparison, they owed us about $11 million from the prior year. So even though that doesn't look right, if you look at the next slide, and look at the current year's billings, the fiscal year 12 billings, this year we have billed 395